All right, guys, what's up? Welcome back to Average Takes.
Welcome back.
We're back, and so is Pick'ems.
Foosball.
NFL Pick'ems. During these Pick'ems, we talk a lot about a bunch of things, so I would also like to say it's the NFL preview for us because we got a lot of things going on. This could, might, and very well be the last podcast in this very studio.
Could be. I guess you have to wait and see till the next
week. Yeah.
Don't set anything in stone.
Yeah. Don't set anything in stone.
But it very much could be. As always, I'm your host, Bob. Braden, Roman, Shenny on the end, or asshole, bitch, whatever you want to call him.
That's unnecessary. Some people know me as like the smartest person in NFL.
I don't think so.
Smartest person in MLB.
They must have only listened to like one season of Average Takes.
It's no. Connor.
Not one.
It's Connor. He's the number one fan.
No, I think Connor's his number one hater. But yeah, NFL season is back. So are we. And the music is really far today. All right, what's up? Welcome back to Average Takes. NFL Pick'ems week one. If you guys don't remember or never listened to us before, during the NFL season, we give you a Pick'ems, and that Pick'ems is 5 to 6 games. If we're on the shorter end of the week, we'll throw some more picks or props at you, something. Everyone has their favorite. But it's a card. We keep our cards nice and clean. 5, 6 games. Someone has a side, over, under. You could take money line if you'd like, but.
Could. And we have a – usually when we're on the same page, if something tends to not happen, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Average takes curse.
What do we call that? Average takes curse.
Tends to not happen. So that's.
That is a real thing.
It definitely happens. It definitely happens.
Yes. It's.
Yeah, but it's a new year, 2024. So maybe we're better. Maybe we are the reverse of that. Well, when we agree, we are right.
Last year, 2023 season, the Chiefs ended up being champions. Alongside the Chiefs, your Pick'em champion. This guy. Thank you. So we've been doing this for a couple of years now. I believe I have 2 Pick'ems championships, and the guy in the orange has one.
One by a landslide. I won like week 10 that year.
I don't want to hear that. I'm coming off 2 championships. My second.
Not back to back, though.
Not back to back. Not back to back. They're split up. But I'm looking for back to back. He tried to just put dirt on my name saying not back to back. Well, guess what? Maybe it will be back to back.
No
shot.
It's like Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
I hit the last one. Maybe I go for thrice.
Did I get second last week?
No.
Or did he get me at the end?
I'd have to go back.
Knowing
you guys were very close at the
end. Yeah, and I was in the lead the whole year.
Yeah, but some people have good picks towards the end of the year.
No. Including myself then.
I went 5-1 in playoffs.
Well, let's start off the year right. Tonight's game, we are recording this on Thursday at 2:59 PST.
No.
So we did beat
shit
the first game start time
this week.
Yeah.
Okay, we are starting before the season starts, even though this podcast will be out tomorrow or Friday. Let's go. Ravens taking on the Chiefs in Kansas City. The Chiefs are 3-point favorites, and the over-under is set 46.5 points.
Is Juju playing tonight?
Juju playing, really?
I don't know if
Juju's playing. Really?
I forgot that guy was even on the team.
But I know Hollywood Brown is out.
Hollywood Brown's out for sure.
He's also on the Chiefs.
Okay.
Juju was released, picked up by the Chiefs.
What about Kadarius Toney?
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Kadarius Toney no longer plays on the Chiefs.
Yep.
Who's starting at wideout tonight for the Chiefs?
Xavier
Worthy. Sky Moore.
Sky Moore.
Rashee Rice.
Rashee Rice, he did not get suspended.
Yep.
He's there.
That's and crazy.
NFL. Mr. Swift.
What doing?
What are we doing?
What doing?
If you have Mr. Swift, you can't lose.
Mr. Swift.
Will she be there? Right?
Whoa.
I thought they were broken up.
Oh, they're the ones that fall from the top.
Come on.
Yeah, okay.
You saw the script?
Just did see the script.
Yeah, that makes me think everything's fake.
That's what I'm saying.
We're doing a fake podcast on a fake sport.
I think the whole thing's right. Taking out
they had a contract on their fucking what they were doing.
We'll find out September 28th because that's when it says the breakup announcement.
It's gonna happen.
They're gonna change the date.
They're gonna change the date for sure.
Chiefs are gonna win.
If they break up before the end of the year, it's fake. I'm stamping this right now.
It's either that's gonna happen or tonight after the Chiefs win.
What's wild about that?
Grab the mic and be like, "We're not breaking it."
What's wild about that date is
before he starts singing, "We are never, ever, ever getting back together."
Oh fuck!
That'd be crazy.
Number six is back, ladies and gentlemen.
That'd be crazy.
On that note, Trevor,
what?
We're starting him off. I know who your pick is. If you.
Yeah, Chiefs minus three. Yeah. I'm taking the defending Super Bowl champions. The Ravens, Lamar Jackson just isn't that good after winning the MVP. I think he's going to have a slow start this year. They have Derrick Henry now. That's cool. They have OBJ, right? OBJ is on the Dolphins. Who's the wide receivers? Rashad Bateman, Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews. That's cool, you know.
Isaiah Likely.
Likely won't matter.
Likely was on the front.
You walked right into it.
Like just an alley,
literally. And everyone jokes on Likely because it's an easy joke with his name, but he was literally on the.
I had to think of that.
No, you didn't. I saw it on Twitter today because he was on their front picture of like week one.
I mean, that maybe they might run two tight ends.
Twitter roast to run. They had Twitter in a. Fucking!
Everyone
was battling for the money.
Aguilar have a comeback year?
No, dude. What the fuck?
Knowing that Nelson Aguilar name is crazy.
I don't care about the wide receivers. They stink. Ravens stink. Chiefs win and the under. Book it.
I do like the under. I will. I'll take the under with you.
And Kelsey anytime.
I'm gonna take the Ravens. Money line because this is plus three. Don't like that.
Yuck, dude.
I'm gonna take the Ravens money line.
And the under.
Derrick Henry on this team. Chiefs have won back-to-back Super Bowls. Don't think it's ever happened to hit three in a row. So yeah, I'm just gonna say the Chiefs lose this one. A little bit of Super Bowl hangover. that's what I got. I mean, it's week one. I didn't watch a lick of preseason. My mind's been in baseball. So we're putting I'm putting stats on paper. All right?
Last week one for me was stats on atrocious.
Paper. Atrocious.
Anyway, 1-6.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. All right. On that note, I'm also following your lead. I'm doing Ravens money line because I feel like Mahomes, new receivers again. It's going to be a slow start, I feel like. I mean, look, Xavier Worthy's cool. He's exciting, but I think there could be a few drops in there. I'm not going to lie.
Dude, how did I get an island on the back-to-back?
No way you get an island, but yeah, Ravens money line, and I'm actually going to take the over. I'm going to take the over tonight.
What is it? 40.5, right?
46.5.
Ew.
If we're saying the NFL's rigged, no way the NFL starts the season off in a shitty way with the under. There's no way.
Yeah, you're right.
There's going to be points flying.
No, I'm going under and Chiefs minus three.
Yeah, no way you got that island.
No way you got that island, bud. Don't be an idiot.
I think if anyone notices Shenny has an island, we're just...
The only island was Braden in the over.
Yeah.
Enjoy the points tonight.
All right. The place tonight.
But he's in the NFL. I know college last week.
Touchdowns.
Yeah. I've been watching too much college.
You've been watching too much college.
I watched that Colorado game, and now
there's no points in the NFL.
Oh, my God. Colorado is so overhyped every year.
That defense is
Shador. Every year. Just the last 2 years.
Shador time,
the
baby.
The last 2 years.
Yeah.
They'll probably do the same thing they did last year.
Yeah, I think so.
For sure.
No.
5-7.
They play a bowl game. Lookalike this week.
They don't get a bowl game. I think they get smacked this weekend.
Yeah, they play Nebraska.
No bowl game.
Shador is like North Dakota put up
some numbers on you. Nebraska's going to kill you.
Yeah.
North Dakota State is a pretty good fucking program.
They were 63-11 in like the last 6 years. They're fucking pretty solid.
They're not
that defense. They're not trash.
Nebraska though.
Like, yeah, they would have beat Nebraska.
No. They play them this week.
We'll see that.
Yeah, we'll
see. Mahomes looking a little Nebraska. Good.
Yeah, Nebraska's
looking a little Mahomey.
Well, we'll save that for another time and another place.
I got luggage in his Louis.
Hope so.
Packers taking on the Eagles in Philly. Eagles are -2.5.
Not in Philly, in Brazil.
And did you see that they cannot wear green?
Yeah, they're both wearing green, idiot. You fell for the tabloids again.
Is that fucking
fake news?
Packers are literally wearing primary green.
Smart. They went Brazil week one.
Yes.
Did you see the
Amazon Prime?
Did you guys see the headlines where they're telling them not to go out the hotel? They're saying, "Buddy, you better not leave your hotel."
You fell for the tabloids. You too.
You guys are getting fake news.
That's not fake news.
Well, the players came out and said that the team told them.
Yeah, I saw that.
A player literally said he's not inviting his family.
It's gonna come back. And they're going to be like, oh, we had a blast.
It was great.
So I went everywhere.
They both come out.
There's no shot that the NFL goes to Germany and they're worried about
Brazil. One comes out black, one comes out white. What are you going to do?
Nothing. They already posted their jerseys they're wearing.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did.
No.
We're talking about jerseys.
Nothing's going to happen in Brazil.
Did you guys see that? Or no?
No. I didn't even know this game was in Brazil.
Bob's still on baseball.
It's in Brazil. Packers, Eagles. What's the line?
I already said it. You just jumped on it.
Sorry,
let's just let Shinny guess.
Everyone was yapping when I said in Philly. Eagles -2.5, and the over-under is 49.5.
Higher than the Chiefs game?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Eagles here.
No defense in this game?
Well, there's something with the altitude there, I think.
I'm sorry to be following your lead. I'm also taking the Eagles. No, I just think that's an Eagles game to take.
Eagles week one in Brazil.
I'm taking Eagles too. This is a sweep to me.
Yeah, I'm taking a Packers. 2.5 plus 2.5. Jordan Love. It's a Jordan Love season. Jordan Love show.
Idiot.
Jordan Love and the Packers are back. Give me -2. Highest paid quarterback in the NFL history.
That's bad.
Packers plus 2.5 in Brazil.
I do have them in a fantasy team, so
that
would be nice, but it ain't gonna happen.
Eagles nothing without Kelsey.
I don't think that's true either. I think they'll be fine.
I think we forget Eagles have Saquon now.
Exactly.
That guy's nasty, dude.
Saquon.
Get that guy behind a good O-line.
Exactly.
Let's see.
Oh, Saquon. Oh, no.
No way. You're just brushing Saquon off like that.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
He's not out of sight, out of mind. He's on the Giants.
I know we got past this game, but I'm getting a lurch because it's about to start. Lamar Jackson is 12-1-1 against the spread as an underdog.
Yep. 12-2-1 sounds like to me.
I took money line. Next game, since no one wanted the over and under in Brazil, we got the Raiders taking on the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yuck.
Was that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Just say the last
one. That was just me ripping it.
Just say the last
Chargers week. -3 point favorites, and the over under is 40.5 points. The last time we saw these two teams face off, the Raiders absolutely obliterated the Chargers. It was a 63-0, felt like nothing.
I remember that game.
Yeah, you remember that game, but the GM of that team is now the GM of the Raiders. The head coach of that team is now in bumfuck Egypt.
He's on the Niners, actually.
Yeah.
Bad move for you guys.
Bumfuck Egypt bad to the Niners.
Bad move for you guys. Bad move.
San Francisco is a little bumfuck,
dude. We make coaches look good.
About Egypt.
Anthony Lynn, we make coaches look good. All right, let's.
Anthony Lynn
hasn't gotten
a water. He got a new job from us. McCaffrey made him look so good as a running back coach.
Where the hell is he at?
Yeah. Washington as the, I think, assistant like coach. I don't know. Something like that.
He just moved laterally.
I don't
assistant
know.
To an assistant. That's
he was a running back coach to an assistant. That's a little upgrade. That's not like
I don't know. I don't know. I think.
All right, whatever. That might be.
Hate on Staley. But yeah. Chargers new head coach, John.
Oh, Jim?
Jim Harbaugh.
Jim?
I thought his name was John.
He has a brother. Did you know that?
Oh, that's why that sounds familiar. Is that
Jim? Is this going to be a new Chargers, like new Chargers? Are we going to see the same old Chargers this -3 spread is dog shit spread to me? This is basically even.
Gardner Minshew is starting.
I don't know if you should take a lot of weight, and if you do win against the Raiders,
give me the Chargers -3.
To me, I do not think, and I want to get this out there because this is week one. I do not think this Chargers team is anywhere near a Super Bowl team anywhere near.
Complete. We don't have a good running back.
Complete.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
Yeah, it is in absolute one of rebuild, and that is seeing where this roster, as bare as it is, can play.
Yeah.
Like, what can Harbaugh do in his first year? I mean, already we've seen a lot different.
Yeah.
You know, the players' vibes are different. Everyone talked about injury. We saw the injury report going into this game. There's two guys on there.
Yep.
And those two guys.
We're even going to play.
Who is Cleo Mack?
Nope.
You trade it.
Wasn't any of the names.
Exactly.
I think it was DJ Chark.
You trade a lot of guys who do get
injured. That might be wide receiver one. Dude. What are you talking about?
But it was nothing like crazy.
DJ Chark Jr., Tarheeb,
we'd have to see Keenan Allen and Mike Williams on that list.
Seeing Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, everybody on that list. Bosa, all year last year, we saw that.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that whatever they're doing, they're proceeding with real caution is what I believe is Harbaugh's mentality. Because all of those injuries that everyone was talking about early in the season,
gone.
Obviously not an injury. The injury report, you could get in trouble for not reporting injuries.
Well,
didn't Harbaugh bring somebody from Michigan to help with that? Like
he is a known
dude. Oh no,
he's like a known scandal bend the rules type of coach, though. He could be snatching under the rug.
Yep,
he's known to get in trouble.
He will see the light if that is true.
Once NFL days are over, it's going to come out. Chargers had players from the injury list.
He's pulling an AJ Preller. They're injured.
I don't know what you're talking about.
out of mind.
That is the perfect way to describe it.
That was Arthur Smith as your Bijan. Why did Bijan play today?
Not too sure.
Not really sure there.
Didn't fit the game plan.
Yeah.
But I'm really hoping that this is just a different Chargers. I don't think that this is a Super Bowl team. I don't think in year one that they're going to be absolutely – I'm not going to say that they're going to win a Super Bowl. I don't know if this team will make playoffs. And like Shinny said off pod, how the Chargers hate seeing the Chiefs win. I mean, I think everyone hates seeing the Chiefs win. The Chiefs are thieves of joy, per part of my take. I love that terminology because if you sit here next to a 49ers fan, he fucking hates the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You talk to an Eagles fan, they fucking hate the Chiefs. You know, you go around the league, he's a thief of joy. He's getting to that Brady level, the Joe Montana, when you win multiple rings in a row,
it gets boring.
You know,
no excitement.
That's why the NFL brought in Taylor Swift.
You have to accept greatness.
They had to spice it up a little bit. Bring in Taylor Swift.
You have to accept the greatness.
But in that same idea, even though I got on a tangent there, they're still in our division. They're still a much inferior opponent, and I have realistic expectations, but roster is because it's very bare. Like, we cut some people who I never thought we'd cut in my lifetime. You know, letting go of fucking one of my goddamn favorite players, Keenan Allen. Yep. And so I know that this roster is just always turning. Our GM, Joe Ortiz, is constantly looking and finding and scouting talent. So I definitely think it's going to be 2-3 seasons before we see the Chargers actually make a deep playoff run. I mean, because obviously you still have a top five quarterback in Herbert. You have solid pieces. And I'm really excited to see what happens. I don't know, but just what Harbaugh brings, the staff he brought in, I think is going to be special. With this game, like we talked about, the Raiders are still kind of in the same position, just a little differently. They have the wide receivers and defense, but they don't got the quarterback. They're bringing in a guy who was a place starter for an injury.
Proven winner.
He was on the Colts last year.
He was on the Colts for the last couple.
He was a game of out of playoffs. On
Jacksonville, Eagles, Colts. He bounced around for a while.
Yeah. And I mean, he's done all right in this league.
He's a good winner, backup. He's a winner.
Good backup. I wouldn't say he's a starter in this league or winner.
When you think of a winner, you don't put Gardner Minshew on the tier of who you think when you say winner.
He's a good second
for what he is. He brings you the best out of him.
Tyrod Taylor?
Second string quarterback.
I think Tyrod's best second
string. Yes, a good ass second string.
Yes. That's what Bob's saying. Like, they need a number one.
They don't have a number one guy. So, yeah. I mean, this game is still a toss up. I mean, I'm going to take the Chargers side just because I have a little skin in the game here. But
they have a better quarterback? Are you just playing the quarterback game here?
Yeah, at the end of the day, that's all I can do. I've seen Justin Herbert make plays with no wide receivers out there because Keenan, Mike Will, all these guys would get hurt all the time. So he's thrown to nobodies before. Uh-huh. But these nobodies now are Ladd McConkey, DJ Chark, and Josh Palmer back again. I mean, I don't.
That Josh Palmer like really came out the mouth. That sounds dangerous.
You're that's like the worst wide receiver in the league.
No, that's a crazy trio.
I did not say QJ there.
Where's QJ?
Yeah, that's a crazy trio. I mean, that's a crazy quattro.
I really hope we can bank on a QJ comeback season.
Yeah, he should be good.
I hope Ladd McConkey goes off.
All I've heard. Ladd is so all I've heard of the tabloids is he's good this year.
Who?
QJ?
QJ.
Shut the fuck up.
He said he's having insane like camps. Working. Catches every ball he's now.
Definitely, you got to have a
camp.
He had two drops all camp.
You're lying.
I think his season was so bad.
Some steak was thrown to him.
He has nothing can be worse than last year, right?
Nothing could be worse than last year.
You catch a few balls week one, people are like, all right, you're solid. You're fine. Yeah. Like,
no.
I think that's what he needs to go out there and do, though. Go catch seven fucking passes. He could
turn into Mike Will and then like week six. Maybe. Don't even
put that on the air. Dude, that's fucked up.
He goes on the IR or something?
Dude, put that on the air is crazy.
He could. He could be good.
He could.
Chargers have a history.
Chargers minus three. Over.
And maybe Tom Telesco was a genius.
I'm taking Raiders money line. I just think that – I think there's a weird, like, they don't know what they want to do with the Chargers. Do they want to run the ball a lot? Do they want to throw it with Herbert? Like, I feel like Harbaugh's trying to figure out that balance and – Antonio Pierce is not a guy you want to go in and try to find what you're going to do against. Maybe the Raiders, but I think Antonio Pierce is going to like have something ready for him at least.
Yeah, this game's going to be old Chargers Raider games, you know. Dog, who's going to run the ball more? Who's in the trenches?
Can we go over under 40 carries for each team?
Yeah, but I'm going to go Raiders obviously. You guys knew that was coming. Plus 3. And the over 40.
Yes, sir.
40 and a half.
Over. I can't wait to recap that Monday, and it's 12-9.
I know, for real.
That would be such a sick Charger win right there. 12-9. All right, next game we have the Rams taking on the Lions in Detroit in a dome. Don't forget. Lions are 4.5-point favorites, and the over-under is 52.5 points.
Wow.
That's a lot of points.
Wow.
Lions and Rams. Josh, is this Stafford's return? Oh, no, it's not.
No.
He played them in the playoffs. Regular season return, we can say that.
Yeah.
To Detroit, the place that birthed him. Is this a Matthew Stafford farewell tour this year?
It's been sounding like it. Sounds like he's been
retiring.
Sounds like he's ready to go out.
No idea.
No idea.
I mean, he got pretty banged up last year.
People making too much fuss about Kyron being a punt returner, Kyron being a running back. The wide receivers, they have Puka and Cooper Kupp. I can see where this team's going to be good. Detroit.
Blake Corum.
Who?
Blake Corum.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Rams.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Blake Corum.
National champion.
Third round draft pick.
Supposed to be Chargers running back this year. Yeah, he went to the wrong LA team.
We'll get him soon.
Are the Lions. Jared Goff, MVP this year?
No.
Percy Michay.
Is that what people are saying?
Percy Michay. I don't know about people, but is I know Jameer Gibbs
playing today? Any updates on that?
Jameer Gibbs hurt, bud.
He's playing, I thought.
Yeah, see? Is he playing?
I think he's ready to go.
You'll never know till Sunday.
Yeah.
You're right. I keep thinking he's playing tonight.
Why do you think that?
Because last year, the Lions Chiefs played Thursday Night Football.
I'll take Rams 4.5. Give me that. I think that's
a tough line, to be honest.
That's a tough line, but I don't know. I like that play.
It's a very tough line.
Tough line.
No Aaron Donald.
No
Aaron. Retired.
Yeah.
I don't like that offense line on both sides, or the line on both sides.
Detroit's defense sucks, too.
Sucked last year, but they went heavy and got cornerbacks. They went and filled their need. They picked up four guys, drafted two, signed two.
Yeah.
True. Drafted two, signed two.
Or drafted two, signed one, traded for one, or something like that.
Corner is going to help
that defense.
The run game?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I had to ask all these questions here before I make my decision.
It is week one, so I could be talking on my ass.
All right.
Yeah, one of us are going to look real stupid on our recap.
Yeah, one of us are going to look really stupid. Yeah.
It usually isn't me.
Oh.
And it's going to be him this time.
That's fine.
1 week only.
That's fine. I am the champion right now. You're speaking of the champion like that.
Who am I?
Who?
I'm the champion. Me?
Who do you think you are?
It's a new year, buddy.
I'm the champion.
We're out of the past. We're into the new year.
Yeah, it's new year, bro.
I am the champion.
Give me Rams and Lions over.
Over 52.5.
That's
crazy.
And the primetime unders are going to cash this week.
Cash.
Yeah, give me the under. I don't know what I want, though.
I want to pick a side.
Plus 4.5 is wild. The 4.5 line's wild, but I'll take the Lions.
Money line, minus 150?
No. Covering the spread.
Yeah? Minus 4.5?
Yeah. I'm living a little dangerously.
What if they win 28-24? That's what they think the game's going to be.
I look, you might go Rams.
That would hurt.
That's what they think the game's going to be.
That would hurt.
That'd be the worst.
You said...
I'm going to go Rams plus 4.5. But I think the Lions win.
That's fine. And you're just taking the over. All right. And coming up to our final game, we have the Jets taking on the 49ers in San Francisco. The 49ers are same, 4.5-point favorites, and the over-under set at 43.5 points.
This game is in San Francisco?
Yes. This is.
Wow.
No MetLife field turf.
What does Aaron Rodgers not do very well?
Play good against the Niners.
49ers.
He does not.
Okay.
He does not play very good in his home state of California.
As a Packer.
He also doesn't play good in California.
As a Packer.
Dude.
Well, as a Jet, we've only seen 4 snaps, so I cannot comment.
And I ain't gonna lie, those 4 snaps, he looked that great.
He didn't look that great.
He didn't look good in New York either. Yeah, you're right. Or New Jersey, sorry.
The jerseys doesn't look right.
Doesn't look right.
There's weird vibes about that. That's Aaron Rodgers on the Jets.
It doesn't look right.
Doesn't look
Maybe
right.
Maybe it's the 8.
Is this Salah's return to San Francisco. It's a revenge coach game.
Well, yeah, his first time back in San Francisco.
I think if Saleh doesn't do good off the start, there is going to be a hot seat
for him. They're going to hire who's the 49ers protocol owner right now?
No, I don't think we're thinking. I'm looking at Hackett.
Dude, stop it.
Dude,
Buddy did not get
thrown. He's already got some head coaching experience.
Rodgers is going to play so well, he's going to look like a genius again.
Yep. And Saleh's going to just lose games, but Rodgers looks great. So that means Hackett's getting hype.
That means Hackett's getting hype.
I'm just telling you, Broncos fucked up. Hackett, Rodgers connection. I think the story's already written.
Might as well say Josh McDaniels is coming back in the league at this point.
He will. 49ers OC, I heard.
Dude, get the fuck out of here.
That's what I'm hearing.
I'd rather have Staley, bro, than Josh McDaniels.
Staley's a good time management guy.
I would much rather have Staley than McDaniels. Staley been in the playoffs as a head coach. McDaniels.
Has he scored any points in the second half of that playoff game? Or a playoff game, sorry.
I couldn't tell you.
I think the answer is no, he hasn't.
I couldn't tell you. But I could tell you he has been to the playoffs.
Okay.
And I could tell you this right now. I am going to take the Jets +4.5 points.
Aaron,
I think this is going to be a big year for the Jets.
Yep.
And if it's not, you get rid of Aaron because he was only on a two-year deal. You fire Saleh. You fire the GM. You start fresh.
Yep. Again?
Yeah,
how many times have they done this?
No, so you gotta start.
That's the NFL.
Fresh, rinse and repeat.
Yeah,
rinse and repeat.
Yeah, you gotta start
repeat. You gotta start fresh. Dude. And if you're you get like a 3-year window or a 4-year window, and if you're not good in that time, rinse see you later, repeat. Buddy. It's literally just that's right. How the
and
NFL
it also
lives.
Depends on how much they suck. Because I mean, you Saleh with Rodgers the first time, you kind of got fucked. So that's in the back of your head. In the upper management thinking, well, the first year Rodgers hurt, kind of take that out of the, now we're here year two with Rodgers. This has to be good. Or you have two clunkers and Rodgers probably walks away saying there's no point for me to continue this anymore.
Hang it up.
If I'm getting beat up and you know, their offensive line was terrible last year.
Yeah, it was. That's why the four plays did not look good.
But I don't know how long he would have lasted on that team anyway.
I mean, seriously, I know it's 4 snaps, but his first 4 snaps, he was getting pressured left and right. It was not pretty, dude. It was not
that's
like.
That's what I'm saying. He lasted 4 points.
But they went and got Tyrone Smith.
Yep. Okay. That guy's like.
Cowboys.
That guy's ancient.
He is ancient, but.
He's ancient, but he's still one of the best.
That guy's one step away from tearing his Achilles.
He's like a year older than Trent Williams.
Yeah,
Trent Williams is a dog, though. Built different.
Tyrone Smith is a dog, too.
For a long time, he was a dog.
Can you motion Tyrone Smith and then have him run full speed at a linebacker?
maybe not that type of dog.
You said he's ancient.
He is ancient.
Trent's ancient now, too.
Trent doesn't play like he's ancient, though.
Trent is ancient.
I mean, he's still a dog.
you can't take that away from him.
I mean,
he's
go,
so really
go
good.
Tell Trent Williams is ancient.
Yeah.
So you picked the Jets, Bob?
Are you gonna go Jets too? Get out of here, dude. I'm taking Niners 4.5.
How many touchdowns for Kaepernick? I mean, Purdy.
Whoa.
Trent Williams is actually 3 years older than Tyrone Smith.
And he's still a dog.
Ancient dog.
Tyrone Smith's only 33. That's not that ancient for a left tackle in the league.
All right, when Rodgers gets fucked up by Bosa,
what's his name? He's 36.
He's gonna be under contract. He's like 38.
That's
old.
They
just paid him a lot of money.
I thought he was older than that.
He plays 4 more years and he's 40?
He thought he was older.
I thought he's 41.
Damn.
No way.
You thought he was 41? No Trent way, Williams?
Bro. You thought he was moving like that? 41?
No old lineman makes it past 39, bro.
Say that to Andrew Whitworth.
Andrew Whitworth.
That guy was like
43.
Yeah, he was.
Brock's gonna have 4 touchdowns too. I'm very.
I'm already gonna pencil in Braden at 49ers.
Give me the Jets plus one.
Dude, are you guys serious?
And the over.
+4.5. I love it.
And the over.
Hate you guys for it.
I love it. 43.5.
I like the over.
Niners are really good. Prove a point. We got a point to prove.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the Jets, to be honest, but maybe it's the old head in me. like an Aaron Rodgers. So I'm going to pick the 49ers to win. Minus 4.5. Hey,
you know what? I'll take it.
But I'm going to root for the Jets.
All right.
Root for
because I like Aaron Rodgers. And you said Brees the over? Hall. No.
I'll take the over.
Just 49ers. And I think Garrett Wilson's going to
have over on a Monday. Give me the over, too. Give me the over.
It's not going to hit now.
God damn
you it, take Braden. It, Braden, and
come
I'm
on,
off.
Come on, Braden.
I'm off.
Dude.
I give just me said the under. Give me the under. Give me the under. Give me the under.
Shinny wants the under.
Oh, my God. Island this. Roman, get off.
I'm staying off.
Give me the island on it. I love that.
I forgot. Is it Sunday night that the unders?
No, it's prime time.
It's just prime time unders. I thought it was Sunday specifically.
The night.
Monday's the night?
They went like 7 straight unders a year ago, 2 years ago. I don't remember when, but it was horrible games every time.
Also, I don't know. The 52.5 looks
also,
like too
I'm taking
easy
Brandon Ayuk under. 2 tutties, too. I know that's not a thing, but Brandon Ayuk's 2 tutties.
All right. Are we bringing back the average takes, not so average parlay?
I'm down.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Yep.
All right.
Guaranteed pick, huh?
Guaranteed.
Lock.
Shit, dude.
I already know Shinny's. So I'm going to take it. Steelers plus 3.5.
Oh.
Didn't you pick the Falcons?
Huh? We didn't pick those that game. That's what I just took.
Does anyone know the over under on the Steelers game?
It's 41.5.
Oh, shit. I was, oh God.
Give me the under in the Bengals Patriots game.
What?
Two shitty offenses going up against each other equals a good recipe for the under.
Give me the under in the Cowboys Browns game. Two good defenses. And Tom Brady freaking debut of commentating. He's gonna commentate an absolute stinker.
You said Cowboys Browns?
Yeah.
Under?
Under in the dog pound.
Give me Houston -3. Colts are 0-10 in their last 10 season openers.
Look at this guy. Knowledge. All knowledge.
And you said Texans?
-3. No shot.
Oh, jeez.
Anthony Richardson, you think he's going to ball?
I hope not a lot of people see that stat because Houston is going to be a favorite pick.
Sure.
All right. So we will see if that hits.
Hell yeah.
Nothing wrong with being average.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. And see you goodbye.
Later. Yeah. Padres are 19 games over 500.
Oh my God. That sounds fucking awesome.
19 games over 500 and football starts today.
And Toddy's back.
And you know what sucks?
I don't think I've been this happy in September in a long time.
You know what sucks? Padre games at 540.
Two TVs. Yeah.
Two TVs, baby. That's right.
You know
what
yes, sucks? Sir.
That's you know right.
Two TVs.
All right.
Two TVs.